Oklahoma Youth Expo today, visiting with one of our fellow 4-H'ers from Newkirk, 12-year-old Trenton Morton. What are you out here showing today?
Weather goats.
So have you brought everything in? You kind of I caught you when you were playing basketball, so I'm gathering it's not exactly time for show things right now.
Yeah, not yet. I show Wednesday and the next week time.
So what all have you had to do to prepare to kind of get here? Because you can't just roll in and start showing, right? This is a lot of work.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of things that go into it. Time, effort, and a lot of practice with your animals to get to this stage. It's been a long year, rough, but I'm excited to be here.
What's your favorite thing? Because, well, what are some of, let's just go a couple of things. What are some of your favorite things about the Youth Expo? Because you've been here, what year is this for you?
This is 4 for me.
Okay.
And some of my favorite things is meeting all the new people, showing my livestock, playing with my friends and stuff like that. That just brings it all together. I mean, if you just showed goats, like, it's not as fun. It's a lot more exciting when you get to do all the kinds of stuff that's provided here.
And the cool thing about OYE is it brings all the animals. So if you've got friends that are showing steers, if you've got friends that are showing lambs, they're all here with you.
Oh, yeah. I have a few friends that show sheep and goats. We go down there every once in a while, and we talk and play. And I'll go watch them show, and they'll watch me show. And it's just a fun little deal.
And it's nice to have all the support of all your friends and family, because this is kind of a central location so everybody can come see you.
Oh, yeah. If I didn't have the support of my family and my grandpa, I would most definitely not be here at this, because they've been behind me the whole step, the whole 9 yards, and I just have them to rely on if I'm down.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your grandpa, because I've known him for a long time, and I told you that you probably get roped into a lot of stuff just because everybody knows who Larry Peck is, but he was an ag teacher for a long time, so you almost grew up knowing that you were going to have to get in this business.
Oh, yeah. Knowing that my grandpa owns Ag Youth, there's a lot of stuff that you got to do. When I was little, like six, five,
yeah.
I loved taking pictures with my grandpa. It was like the main thing to do when he came to OYE. I'd always have a camera on. I'd be in the ring taking pictures. It was just really fun for me. And then being at the Grand Drive and all the lights and stuff, I just love being down there.
Yeah, everybody loves that Grand Drive. That's what we're all trying to get to. So I know you've had some success showing. So how are you feeling kind of coming into this thing?
I'm a little nervous. But not extraordinarily nervous. I know that things can't go as planned, and things can go as planned, but we're going to be on the bright side, and we're gonna hope that things go as planned. And, yeah, I'm really excited. The whole year has been waiting on this moment.
Well, we hope to get to see you under the big lights.
That would be awesome.
Well, Trenton, you're the future of America, and we're just happy that you're an ag kid doing the right thing and being out here and being involved in all this. It's the future is only up for you.
It's really awesome being in the ag.